Hey everybody, it's John. I wanted to talk today a little bit about a longer form piece that I've got coming up later this week on Mac Stories. Yesterday, I was looking at a spreadsheet I have that just lists all the articles I've written for Mac Stories. And I guess it hadn't really dawned on me, but I was looking at it and I realized that I'm coming up on nearly the 100th article that I've written since I started at the very end of November last year. That kind of surprised me. I mean, especially since the first couple of months, I only did a handful of things each of those months. It's really been, I guess since March, that I've really been doing a higher volume of things on the site. But I mention it only because I was thinking, even back in March, that it was time for me to stretch out my writing a little bit into a slightly different area. I wanted to challenge myself with something different than I had been doing since the beginning. Doing that kind of volume is great because I think I've become already just a better writer very quickly from doing it every single day. But I wanted to kind of move into an area with something a little different. As I said, it's going to be a long form piece, and I've done a couple of those, especially at the very beginning, but I haven't done one in quite a while, and I wanted to do one that was a little bit different, something that required more research and had an opinion component to it. So I came up with an idea for something that is related to what may or may not be announced at WWDC. I'm not going to spoil the topic because I'd like it to be a surprise, but suffice it to say, it has a WWDC component. So that kind of put a back end date on when it had to be done by. And I frankly would have probably liked to have published it a week ago or so, but it just wasn't ready. I struggled with this one, and I think because it was something different than I've done before. At first, I think the scope of what I intended to cover was too broad and would have been kind of an inch deep and a mile wide and not have been very successful as an article. But I worked with Federico on narrowing that down and coming up with a topic that I think works really well. So that was, I mean, that's why it's great to have an editor, someone who you can bounce ideas off of and come up with something that that works. So with that in mind, I talked to a bunch of developers, did a bunch of research, and then really just thought about the topic for a long time, which was a little stressful just because I could see WWDC approaching and knew I had to start writing. But every time I started, I couldn't quite get the angle right or figure out exactly what the direction of the piece was going to be. So I had to kind of live with it for a while, which if you listen to what Federico posted yesterday, I think he had a similar experience with his story, I Made You a Mixtape. And I've heard him talk about this before. I think that's something that's pretty common in his writing is he needs to kind of live with the topic and think about it and then all of a sudden just kind of write it all down at once, which is basically what I did with this over the course of a day or two. And finished it last Saturday, gave it to him, got a few comments back, and then thank goodness for the long holiday weekend, I took it on Monday morning, Memorial Day, and sat down for about 4 hours and really refined it, moved some things around, tightened it up a lot. Because one thing that I do, and I'm sure other people do it too, is especially on stuff that's a little more opinion oriented, I can get kind of rambly and repeat myself, which I did. So I think I got all that out of there. In any event, it's been a really good experience. I didn't think at one point that this was ever going to see the light of day. I did consider abandoning the idea because I wasn't sure that whether there was a story there or necessarily whether I had it in me, but I think I figured it out, and I think it turned out really well, and I hope you like it. So stay tuned. Keep a lookout for it, and I'll be talking to everybody again soon. Bye.